Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
Local homeschool kids are working hard to produce a play, The Prince and the Pauper, in Knoxville. Let's go in-depth with Natalie Ogborn and students Addie Bailey, Pierce Raleigh, and Elise, Emma, and Mason Ogborn. So Natalie, you've got a nice play coming up. Tell us a little bit about it.
We're going to do The Prince and the Pauper, which is just a fun tale of Mark Twain's about the rich and the poor and what happens when they get switched.
And you all are homeschooled?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, and so you have a little bit of flexibility. You can decide when you want to practice and what exactly you're learning. I mean, you could be learning all kinds of things today, not just lines for a play, right?
We could. I've recommended that they read the play or read the book. We focus mostly on acting here, and we are really flexible in our practice schedule. We practice during the middle of the day once a week.
And so do you have big roles, little roles? I bet some of you are more experienced thespians.
This would be my sixth year doing this.
Wow.
I'm the pauper. He's the prince.
I'm the prince.
Okay.
I've been doing it for 3 years.
Is this my first or second year?
First.
It's your first year?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And so who do you play?
I'm a girl urchin.
A girl urchin. Is that tough to play?
I beat these two up a lot.
Do you? You just don't sit there and, I don't know, ask for money or something?
I do.
You do that? All right. So what are you learning with that? You better beat them up? Or? You don't really beat them up, do you?
She rides Pierce's back a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I jump on his back.
I have
back
to give her a lot of piggyback rides in the play just because during the fight scene she has to jump on my back a lot. So it's kind of fun.
All right, Natty.
This is my third year doing this, and I'm playing Lady Jane, and she's the prince's cousin, so she's a member of the royal family.
Member of the royal family, and you?
This is my third year as well. I have four smaller roles that I do, so I don't have quite as big of a role as they do, but I have several different smaller roles that I do.
Are there costume changes?
Yes, several quick ones.
Okay, so how many years have you been doing this?
This is my second year directing. I assisted 1 year, so three total.
All right, but how many years has it been going on? It sounds like several?
Quite a bit.
Eight?
I've been doing it seven. I've been doing it six, and it's been going on for seven. So.
The same play?
The same group. Troupe.
Same group. Yeah. Okay.
We do a different play every year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, who picked this play?
The assistant director and I did. We work really hard to find find plays that will work well for the size that we have, which isn't easy. We have a fairly large cast that we work with, and also that will give the kids as much stage time as they can get, so they get a lot of time to develop their skills and be in front of people, which is the scary part of acting.
Well, sure. What skills are you developing?
Work ethic is probably a big one. You know, you got to work hard at it. You know, with acting, you have to work very hard to kind of understand stuff, people, and kind of use that knowledge of people to try and portray someone. So it's good to learn about people. It's good to work hard at something and accomplish. And it's also just a great chance to learn to work with people on stuff and kind of learn how to cooperate with people when you spend a lot of time with them.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the homeschool cast of The Prince and the Pauper. Well, and what are you learning?
About kind of how to work with people.
And can you tell him about how you chose an animal to help you develop your character? Can you tell him about that?
Just talk about the whole process.
Yeah. I kind of thought about it and then thought about the different choices, and I'm a very vicious child in this play.
Really?
I'm very protective of my brother.
Okay, so did what animal did you?
A chihuahua.
A chihuahua.
And I'm small.
And you're small. How old are you?
In the play, I'm 7. In real life, I'm 11.
You're 11. Give me all of your ages real quick.
I'm 18.
I'm 17.
15.
17.
All right, so you've got a nice group of ages, and so you had to pick something that the different ages could play, a play that happens. All right, and so what else are you learning?
I'd have to say probably discipline, probably learning how to act in and just staying focused during the play so we're not wasting any time, and studying lines and making sure we are where we are and that we have all the props and everything that we need so that we're not wasting precious time trying to find stuff that we should have already had on stage.
I've kind of learned public speaking better. I used to be terrified talking in public, and this has helped me be able to talk in public a lot better.
I think I've learned how to work as a group better, and also, like Elise said, just being able to get in front of a large group of people and be able to say lines clearly and loudly without being nervous.
That's pretty tough, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it is.
You know, I get nervous speaking in front of people, too. I've been doing it for a long time. I think it's important to be a little bit nervous, isn't mm-hmm. it? Because mm-hmm. otherwise you don't care, right?
Yeah.
So how do you build your characters? Okay, so you thought about a chihuahua. What else did you, how did you decide to play the pauper or the prince or however? I mean, you could do it in a variety of ways. How do you choose your persona, I guess you say?
Well, with a play like this year, the characters are actual historical figures. So you kind of look a little bit at that and kind of see, you have a very specific time period. You kind of look at what, you know, the prince or the pauper would have gone through at that particular time. You got to go through your script and kind of learn your lines and kind of deduce from what they say and how they respond to certain things, kind of what their characteristics are. You kind of get an idea there, and then you use that information, like what she was talking about. You kind of think of like an animal and what would it do in this situation. That's kind of what you do there is you kind of figure out, well, it does this when this happens. You know, is it vicious? Is it kind? Is it smart, dumb? You pick an animal, and then you use that kind of as you're going, kind of simplify down what you have to do on stage just to begin with.
All right. Is that what you all do too?
Mm-hmm.
So you do some research in the character then? You can decide to play them. I mean, nice or mean or
yeah.
Is that what?
You kind of just, what I did was I kind of read through the entire play and just kind of decided like what I was supposed to play and just all the movements and everything that he has in the play. And as a prince, obviously, I've been raised in a palace all my life around riches and manners and just how to be proper and everything. So obviously, I'm going to have carry myself a lot differently than someone who's been born on the streets his entire life. And so I'm going to be sitting up more like erect and not moving around or not itching that itch on my nose when I have one, just standing, sitting straight up and just making sure that I have proper manners. So.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with the homeschool cast of The Prince and the Pauper.
Is this a story where both the prince and the pauper learn about each other's worlds? Is that the
yes.
point of it?
It is.
That's part of it.
Yes,
very much so.
And right. just kind of how they react to living in the other world, kind of. Mm-hmm.
And so what is the audience supposed to get out of this, you think?
I think I don't know. It's a story about the prince and the pauper, but it's almost a little bit more about the prince learning and what it's like to be poor and not have all this eloquence around him, and that he can actually realize like what happens and get an understanding of it. And some people may think that, oh, it's not that bad in life, but until they actually get a feel of what it actually is, and then that can actually really change someone's life.
Well, Mark Twain was sort of interested in that kind of thing. He was
yeah.
just a regular guy and you know, played to the courts of Europe. And so, I mean, he's taking this from his real life, I presume. Mm-hmm. When is the performance then?
April 11th, we have a matinee at 2 and an evening show at 6:30.
Is that a Saturday or?
You know, it is a Saturday.
It is a Saturday. Yeah. All right, so that's good, a matinee, and then people can come that night, and it's at Living Word Fellowship.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so do you get a full crowd?
Yes. Last year we had a Western play, and we had, like, it was nearly filled. Like, bottom was all filled, and then we've got about halfway up the balcony up here. So, yeah, we have quite a big crowd. And they seem to enjoy it a lot, so.
Yeah.
Well, and the costumes and the staging, that's a lot of work, too. It's not just the actors and actresses, right?
It is. This one was, I knew they could handle the acting when I picked this particular play. But the scene changes and, or not the scene changes, the costume changes, I knew were just going to keep us hopping. Addie's mom has actually done a tremendous amount of work on helping us get costumes and get those organized and together. And I think that they will help make it a fun show. It's got a fairly simple set, which has been nice, and fun props, and the kids have helped bring those together, and the other director has gotten a lot of those. And
the problem is that we only have one act, like two acts, but we don't have any scene changes at all. So it's just one long act, and then intermission, and then act two throughout the entire thing without switching the scenes at all. So yeah, the problem is, like, you can't change your costume in between scenes. You have to go off, like, there's one part in the play where me and him actually have to change on stage because we switch clothes.
Oh, yeah.
And so we have to wear, like, long underwear and everything underneath it, which can get extremely hot.
I bet.
Especially under those stage lights, so
yeah,
it's quite a challenge.
And you also need to make sure you have all your props on stage so you don't forget, you know, you need it there but it wasn't placed out, because you can't go run and set it out when lights are down between scenes.
Oh, so there's a bunch of props sitting around,
yeah,
and you just
mm-hmm.
pick from them. Okay. All right, and so do other people help with things like lighting and stuff mm-hmm. like that? Sound, you got to have a good sound.
Huh?
We do, and some of the parents are helping with those things. They're helping with makeup and hair and lights and sound. We've got quite a crew behind the kids.
Fun costumes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
Yeah. You like them? Big smiles all around
yeah.
for the costumes. And your mom did a lot of those? Or?
Yeah, and we go to the
Union Street Players.
In Holland,
oh, okay.
That's where we found them.
And they're all very right. helpful.
Okay, well, good. So maybe someday you'll work with the Union Street Players, you think?
Maybe.
Anybody want to be an actor or an actress someday?
That's kind of my dream job.
Is it? All right.
I enjoy it, but I wouldn't say it's be, like, yeah, I don't think that'd be my career, but I enjoy doing it. So.
Yeah.
But you want that for your career?
It's an option.
Yeah. Well, the more practice you get, the better you get at it. Are there any songs?
Not in this place.
Yeah, there is. It's kind of a chanted
that's true.
Song that the ruffians sing at one point.
Well, the ruffians
yes.
chanting, that sounds fun. Mm-hmm. So this is just a really fun deal, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's a great chance to kind of hang out together and work on something, but hang out, have fun with each other, you know, build yeah. friendships, stuff like that.
That's fun for the little kids to watch, too, I bet.
I think they enjoy it a lot. It was, we just decided to take two parts and break those out and give them to five younger kids, and I think that they're enjoying being on the stage and being with the older kids and learning. So, yeah, I think so.
So a lot of learning here.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want to do a line or two? A quick scene? Anything that you can do?
I think a scene would be
quite a bit.
Emma, why don't you give your line?
I yell at Mason, and I say this, "You keep your filthy hands off my brother!"
And why don't you just start with your, "Do you think you could hit me?"
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
"Do you think you could hit me?"
"Beg pardon, sir."
"I've been trying to fight all my life, but no one has ever been allowed to hit me. Go on, hit away."
"I don't think that's a very proper, sir."
"I know. That's why I want you to do it. Everything's so proper around here. Go on, hit me."
"Oh, sir, I can't."
"It's a command."
"Oh!" "Sir, are you all right, sir?"
"Oh, good heavens.
You all right?"
"Yes, yes. I'm fine. Quite a blow."
"Well, I've had lots of practice where I comes from."
Well, you gets to hit me now. Go on.
Beg your pardon.
Well, that's the way it plays. We go wallop wallop, you know.
I get to hit wallop you.
Aye, that's the word. Go on. Ooh, call us that a punch. Ooh, you's in for it now.
What are you doing?
Well, that's the way it plays. We go wallop for wallop till one of us cries mercy. All right, here we go.
Thank you, but I think that will be quite sufficient.
You sure you got it, sir?
Yes, quite sure.
Very good. How about you girls? You have something?
And wow. Math in the afternoon.
And your history books are nowhere to be found.
That's like the only line we have.
Well, that's great. Well, thank you all. Thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
You bet.
Thanks to Natalie Ogborn, Addie Bailey, Pierce Raleigh, and Elise, Emma, and Mason Ogborn for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.